by a bunch of people nationally who are looking at different things and not really taking into account necessarily the positions of need that we believe that the Colts have right now, which are quarterback and wide receiver. However, a good number of them do. And there are five guys that really kind of show up often on these mock drafts. We're going to talk about all five of those guys. We're also going to talk about IU recruiting. They're looking at some transfer visits that could bear some fruit. Umar Balo, he's coming into town. He's going to be there Monday through Thursday. Same time, really, as Connor Hickman. Connor Hickman's going to be there on Sunday. And Umar Balo is going to be in town Sunday through Tuesday. He's a seven-footer. He played for Gonzaga first and then went to Arizona. Now, for a sixth year of college basketball, he's looking for another place to go play. And maybe IU winds up being that place. We'll talk about Umar Balo and whether he's kind of a fit. I guess at this point, what isn't a fit at Indiana? What player doesn't fill an empty seat? That's kind of where we are. We've developed humility. Indiana basketball fans have developed a humility over the last, generation. Kentucky fans continue to hold out belief that they are the blue blood of blue bloods and that anybody who wouldn't accept a phone call from Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director of Kentucky, to answer questions about the availability of that head coaching position, that they're just crazy people. They're learning that maybe those people aren't so crazy as the number of those people continues to stack and stack and stack and stack. And all of a sudden, Kentucky is looking at a pretty pedestrian list of potential coaches. Not a bad list, but the kind of list that you would expect from a program that just lost to Oakland in the opening round, after losing to St. Peter's, after losing to on and on, including Indiana in 2016. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about the passing of O.J. Simpson and how this shouldn't bum anybody out, period. Masters continues. Some players haven't started, including Tiger, who goes off in about 45 minutes. And the Pacers, they play the 81st game of their 82-game regular season tomorrow night in Cleveland, and it's a big game that could send them tumbling to sixth in the playoffs or elevate them to third. We'll talk about that. This is Inside Indiana Sports and Out with Kent Sterling for Thursday, April 11th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, you go to MyBookie, you're going to have fun. And that's what wagering on sports is about. It's not about getting wealthy. It's about having a little bit more fun watching sports. You can still bet the Masters, do all of that stuff, NBA games, whatever you want. Futures on the NFL, let's go. Go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, and you will activate a potential $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that for winning before you even play? That's tremendous. MyBookie, you can bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only at MyBookie. Also, sign up, you subscribe. If you're a subscriber and you send me a DM with your email, you know what? Once a day, until they tell me to stop, we are going to send out our lads draft guides. How about that? Make sure you subscribe. Good thing. Convenient for you. Puts you in line to win prizes. Like the video. That's the thumbs up. Nice thing. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's a nice thing to do. All right. Let's talk about these mock drafts. There are five that really show again and again and again and again. Then you've got weirdos, Chris Trapasso. He's not really a weirdo, but he's got the Colts trading up to go get Dallas Turner. I don't believe that that is even a remote possibility. Then you've got Tom Fornelli, who believes that it's going to be Latu, whatever. He ain't going to be a Colt. He's an edge guy. They're not going to take an edge guy. They're not going to take a defensive tackle. That just doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense given what this team has. Byron Murphy, they're full at defensive tackle. Please, dear God, don't let the Colts take another defensive tackle. But here are the guys that the five guys that pop up again and again and again and again, and these do reflect need a little bit. Cooper DeJean is a guy who would fit a need either at corner or at safety, and definitely on special teams. This guy's versatile. He is an elite level athlete. He is fast. He hits hard. He's a Big Ten guy. Chris Ballard, we know, has an affinity for Big Ten players. DeJean checks a lot of boxes and is likely to be available at 15 and maybe available a little bit down draft from there. Then you're talking about Trevion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama. Good. Is he going to be able to get better as a pro? I don't know. That's the problem with Alabama guys. They tend to be so well coached in college that they reach their ceiling, their potential, a little bit earlier. So maybe they're overvalued compared to what their eventual quality of play is going to be. That they start here, they finish here. Other guys, Quinyon Mitchell, maybe one of them, starts here and ends there. You see what I mean? Mitchell, of course, another one of these guys, because everybody knows that the Colts need, they got to have corners. They got to have a free safety. I don't think they're going to turn Nick Cross loose. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to start Rodney Thomas at safety. So you got to find somebody who can play that position and be trusted to play that position. And you know what? We're having a completely different conversation about this draft, and the Colts would be drafting at a completely different spot if not for the free safety for the Colts, allowing Nico Collins deep for that game-opening touchdown, at least the offense-opening touchdown for the Houston Texans in the regular season finale that relegated the Colts to observers in the playoffs and elevated the Texans into that coveted number one spot in the AFC South. That's why they won the division. So you've got those guys. You've also got Brock Bowers, who shows up in a bunch of mock drafts. I don't think it's going to be Brock Bowers. Some people have the Colts trading up to 12 to get Brock Bowers. Some people just have Bowers falling to 15 and the Colts taking him there. I think that Shane Steichen would really like Brock Bowers, but I think that Chris Ballard believes that the tight ends that they've got on the roster right now, and they got a gob of these guys, that those guys, from them, you're going to be able to see to ascend into really the kind of tight end that you need in order. At least one's going to be a good blocker, one's going to be a good receiver. You're going to have those two guys ascend, and that's going to fill that that void where you need a championship-level tight end. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way it is. They don't have a Kittle. They don't have a Kelsey. You know, they don't even have an Ertz. They've got what they got. They don't have a Komet. You know, they don't have a Gronk. They've got a group of guys with Mo Alie-Cox being one and, you know, Kylan Granson being another. And then you got Will Mallory and you got Ogletree potentially, I guess. And you've got Jelani Woods, who everybody seems to love and believe is going to be an all-world contributor at tight end, but he can't stay healthy enough to do it. So people are pointing at Bowers saying, here, you get to check all the boxes with one guy. That's efficiency. Chris Ballard, not normally one to think in those terms. He likes to cobble together the aggregate at a position in order to lift the overall quality. That doesn't work. But that's Ballard's mindset. We have five starting defensive tackles. Okay, play which of the two? You got two starting tackles. We have four starting edges. No, you got two starting edges. You know what I mean? Like you can't have, just like they say with quarterbacks, if you've got more than one starting quarterback, you don't have any. That's math, and math gives me a headache. Indiana recruiting, let's talk about IU. The transfer portal is going to be a busy place for the Hoosiers. They've got a lot of scholarships to fill, and Umar Ballo is one of those guys who might fill one of those slots. Could, with his height and girth, could fill two. Umar Ballo is 7 feet tall, 260 pounds. He averaged like 13 and 10 last year for Arizona, a two seed in the NCAA tournament. They got beat early on. Tommy Lloyd's team did. Tommy Lloyd, a guy whose name is kind of coming up in the Kentucky search. He didn't go into Kentucky. He's building what he's going to build at Arizona, and he's going to have a hell of a time doing it. He's not going to Lexington, where he's under a microscope all day, every day, and people are asking crazy questions. But regardless, Balo coming to visit this Sunday, Connor Hickman coming to visit this Sunday, Bloomington South grad, Bradley guy, really good shooter. We'll see what they do. A couple of other visits coming up for a little 5 weekend. We'll see how those go. But we get excited about this stuff, and then you watch them play, and you're like, all right, Anthony Walker, right? Peyton Sparks, When they announced they were, oh my God, Anthony Walker, didn't he play for the team that sent Indiana home in the NCAA tournament? He did. This guy must be a winner. No. Peyton Sparks, former MAC freshman of the year, my God. And with the coaching at Indiana, whoop, the ceiling is the roof. Let's go. Didn't really happen there. Xavier Johnson, wow. Did you ever see him play at Pitt? This guy can get to the rim. He's kind of long. He's rangy. He's tall for a point guard. He can defend. He's gritty. Drives real fast. You want to win a race north on Walnut, Xavier Johnson's your guy. You want to win an NCAA tournament or a Big Ten championship? No, not the way to go about things. Kentucky fans, they're finding the humility that they so richly deserve. The list of coaches who'd prefer not to take that gig and replace John Calipari is growing by the day. Jay Wright, are you kidding? Jay Wright would never take that job in a million years. They found that out. Scott Drew was never going to take that job under no circumstance. Danny Hurley, are you kidding? He's going to leave UConn to get into that mess at Kentucky under no circumstance. Who else? The list keeps growing. Billy Donovan's interesting because he said he has not been contacted and has not spoken with anybody at Kentucky. That can mean a whole lot of things. That leaves a whole lot of wiggle room for both honesty, but you know what? Obfuscation. So when you obfuscate, you don't exactly tell the truth. You bury the truth in a lot of mumbo jumbo. If Mitch Barnhart has called Billy Donovan's agent, they haven't really contacted Billy Donovan, have they? No. So Billy Donovan, I think, is still kind of in play. But why, at the age of 58, would he come back to the college game to coach in Lexington and be held to account by, you know what, that vortex of commingled hysteria and stupidity? Why? Why do that to yourself? You can coach the Bulls forever and be mediocre, and you're going to be fine, and Jerry Reinsdorf is going to give you one of those big, giant novelty checks you can cash on your way out the door, and your life is going to be good. Your family is going to be taken care of. You don't need to step into the pressure cooker of Kentucky basketball where you cannot win enough. People aren't cutting. You want to name, how about T.J. Otzelberger from Iowa State? That's a guy. I think Kentucky can get him. Tommy Lloyd, no chance, like I said. Bruce Pearl, I don't think there's any chance he's going to come to Kentucky. None. And so Barnhart's going to keep picking up the phone, making phone calls. No, 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 no. And I think he's going to get to Iowa State, dial that area code, and suddenly, I'll talk. That's what you're going to get. That's the level of coach you're going to get at Kentucky. So that's who you are. As maybe you get Mark Pope. Mark Pope would probably come back, but I'm guessing that his family's very, very comfortable at Brigham Young, so why would he? There's more to coaching in Kentucky, and there's more to life than money. Tiny brains think that money is everything. Big brains understand that life is about experiences, and life is about people you touch, and life is about so much more than number zeros at the end of a contract. The tiny brains in Kentucky do not understand this. They think that they can buy anybody to take their job and that their job is so valuable that any coach would gladly take the money and the job, and that's just not the case. That's where the humility comes from. O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76. He died of prostate cancer. One of the world's most polarizing people. Some people still think he's innocent, which is craziness. He nearly decapitated his ex-wife, Nicole, and killed Ron Goldman in the process, was acquitted, which was ridiculous. But, you know, okay. He was found liable, though. And then he kidnapped some guys trying to get some memorabilia back and wound up doing some serious time near Vegas for that. He is one of the world's worst people. And so he's gone, and he will not be missed. Pacers tomorrow night at the Cavs, 7:30, a win, and the 3 seed is still in play. What's that mean to you? I don't know. It could mean you play a 6 seed and you get trucked, you get swept, or it could mean you play the 6 seed and you win. You'd be the 6 seed, play the 3 seed, and still win the series. I don't know. More basketball is good. Less basketball is bad. So we want the Pacers to continue to win. How about that? Yes. And I'm going to watch a Masters. Tiger's going to go off in about a half an hour. He's not going to be able to finish today, in all likelihood, because rounds are taking about 5 hours, and that would put his time finishing between 9:30 and 10, and that isn't going to work in eastern Georgia this time of year. It's just not. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early. We keep talking about the NFL draft. It is just 2 weeks away. Is it going to be Bowers? Is it going to be Mitchell? Is it going to be Arnold? Is it going to be DeGene? Is it going to be Thomas? Interesting. I don't think it's going to be any of them. I think Chris Ballard, as usual, is going to do something to try to manipulate the draft to bring him exactly what he wants. Now, they bring back all starters. So how many guys do you really need in this draft? I think that this is one of those few times. I don't think it's going to happen in the first, but maybe it will. We got a report that, you know what, Malik Nabers is visiting the Colts, and that guy visiting the Colts would mean that the Colts are open to trading up, assuming that their interest is legitimate. That would be an interesting thing. We will talk about him tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early. Watch the Masters. Enjoy yourself. Take a nap.